Shalom Reish Nun Dalid. The right column. So, as Yerushalayim was talking about, two types of avodah. First is the avodah of the. There's two types of avodah: the avodah of kavanas and the avodah of tefillah. And he said that bizman hazeh, nowadays that we don't have kavanas, the main carbon is sacrificing oneself. So, which means giving over one's desires to Hashem. If one is able to restrain oneself. Whether it's in areas that are forbidden or for areas that are permitted but are unnecessary, and one is able to restrain their desire, not act upon the desires, that is considered a carbon, a very precious carbon to Hashem. And tefillah is the avodah of davening, that it should be with. Intense feeling and heartfelt. Those are the two types of avodah that we still have. Now he says, "Beis b'chinas avodah elu." These two types of avodah, tzluyim zebzeh, are dependent on one another. K'mamay moran me'arash s'chisik aleinu, as the Slan of Rebbe S'chon Levracha says, "Al ha'posuk im zechartich al yitzui, v'ashmurayz agibach." David HaMelech says, if I remember you on my bed, I will think about you in the morning. So this Slan of Rebbe explains, Im shachvay al mishkavay balayla. If while he lays on his bed at night, Be'ezis gavris atav, which is a time that a person's desire overcomes them. Zechatira, nevertheless, I remember you. Shemagdish tavoyza b'chukoyza b'shul k'voy nizborach. He sanctifies his desires. Passion for Hashem's honor. Then in the morning one will be able to think about Hashem, meaning in the morning when a person is davening with Dabuk Hashem, he will be connected to Hashem. This is a general rule in the service of Hashem. Because there are people that are involved in avodas Hashem periodically. Their avoda. Didn't we learn this?
Yes, we got here, but I didn't want to bother you.
Sounded very familiar.
I figured two paragraphs of Chazar is not a bad thing.
Okay. We have to get these things that move on their own.
Yeah, I'll tell you next time.
Move on their own.
You don't want to contradict.
They follow where you're at.
Move on their own.
Okay.
Challenges.
You get right on that.
Move on their own.
I should listen to this year, and as we speak, it should just
highlight.
Put down.
Call the bouncing ball.
Turn the page.
I learned those two paragraphs during that last.
I know. I know.
Okay. So those that serve Hashem periodically, meaning avodasam tuluya lefiagoshes matzavruach, their avodah is dependent on their way they feel and on their mood. If the person feels an illumination of the brain and the heart, and when their emotions are turned on, then then the person serves Hashem. That accomplishes that he should serve Hashem. But in a time of darkness, his mind is clogged, and his heart is not with him, and his mood has fallen, his spirit has fallen within himself, then the person falls from all of their levels. Such an avodas Hashem that is dependent on circumstances is like a blow. It's like a blowing wind. It is only a person whose avodas Hashem is in a manner of a loyal servant. Etzah, meaning it's essential. No difference between light or darkness. Like a Jewish slave that works during the day and during the night. Tamid be'igia, always with toil. Yehudi kazeh. Leo, there's a safer here if you want.
I know that I didn't put on
cologne. Yehudi kazeh. Such a Jew, their avoda is not interrupted ever. The same applies to the areas of character traits and acts of loving kindness. Yes, there are those shamidis tluyim etzlei b'hargoshei levavoi. There are those that their character traits, meaning not the character trait, but their character, depends on the way they feel. Depends on how they got up that morning, whether they had a coffee or not. And his character traits are awakened only in the light of, meaning whatever his character is depends on the circumstances that the person finds himself in. In the Amitivus, there is no stability. Sometimes he finds himself being too compassionate. And there are times that he's totally oblivious to his surroundings.
You look at me on that one.
What? I was trying to see if everybody's looking at me. Okay, the same applies to all other character traits. Because a person is not in control of his, this type of person is not in control of their character. It's not something that has become part of and parcel of himself. It's not something that is inseparable from his essence. Adam kezeh, such a person, such a person, even their good character traits don't have a base. They're baseless. Leinikra balmidis, a person is not considered a balmidis, meaning a person who is a baal on their midis, somebody who has control of their midis. It's only when their good character traits are part of themselves. The main command of the Torah of walking his ways, walking Hashem's ways, just like he is compassionate, you should also be compassionate. That means not that you should act compassionate, rather just like Hashem is called the compassionate, meaning Metzius be'etzem sharachmim. Hashem is an existence and an essence of compassion. So also your entire essence and your entire being should be compassionate. Even when a person doesn't have the ability to help, your heart should still go out for the pain of for the suffering of another person. And when the person has the ability to help, and that is, the person is able to help with all of his heart and with all of his soul, with all of his means, that is someone who is essentially a person of loving kindness. And when these three foundations become built essentially within the person, meaning in Torah and Avodah and Gemilas Chasadim, that is when the person's world stands strong. He said this brim on healthy foundations. And the inclination of man that was evil from his youth, that is why the person is transformed into an essential good Jew. According to these words, it's the Hazra of Chazal. You can explain the words of Chazal. Amr Shmuel Avraham Nelson, Amr Rav Yonason. Ma'ayach Siv Sheker Achein V'chulu. It says in the Pasuk by the end of Eshes Chayil, Sheker Achein, false is beauty. Sheker Achein Zei Yosef. False is Chein, this is a reference to Yosef. Hevel Yoifi, and for naught is beauty, is that Boyaz. It's a reference to Boyaz. Isha Yiras Hashem Itisalo, a woman who fears God should be praised, is that Palti Ben Laish. That is a reference to Palti Ben Laish.
Is he going to explain what he means by reference to?
Yeah. Okay. You want to explain, I'll explain.
Okay.
The Varaka, another Pshat, Sheker Achein, false is favor, the Dodah Shal Moshe, Vishal Yeshua, that is the generation of Moshe and Yeshua, Shalosko Haba Betoira, that learned a lot of Torah, Hevel Ayoifi, not for not is beauty, the Dodah Shal Cheskiyo, that is the generation of Cheskiyah, Shabbat Kumidan Val B'Hashem, in the time of Cheskiyah, they investigated from Dan until Beersheba, and they did not find a child, a boy or a girl, that didn't know clearly all the halachas of Tumah Tahara. That's how well versed they were in Torah. And on that, that's Hevel Ayoifi. Isha Yiras Hashem Itisalol, a woman that fears Hashem should be praised, that Dan Yishal of Yehuda B'Rabiloh, that is the generation of Yehuda B'Rabiloh. It is said upon Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbi Loya, "Shayoshish talmidim eskasim betalas echad va'iskim achas va'iskim atayre." That six students were able to cover that were all covered with one talas, meaning that it was the poverty was so prevalent that there was only one talas to cover. To clothe six of the Talmidim, yet they were learning Torah. So what he's saying is that what the Gemara is saying. There were three people that had very similar nesiyonos. Yosef, Boaz, and Yosef, Boaz, and Palti ben Laish. Yosef's nesiyon we're all aware of, the nesiyon with Eishes Potiphar. The nesiyon of Boaz with Rus was when Rus came into the garden. She basically seduced Boaz, and Boaz was able to restrain from doing it, from having relations with her. And the third was Palti ben Laish. Palti ben Laish was a fellow who, after David had married Michal, daughter of Shalom Elach, Shalom Elach had taken Michal away from David when David threatened the Shaul felt threatened by David. He took Michal away from Shaul. He took Michal away from David and gave her as a wife to Palti ben Laish.
Christina wanted to put the sword in the bed.
Right. So they lived together for years. And yet Palti ben Laish never had relations with her because he knew that she was an Eishes Ish. Shaul had justification for what he did, whatever they were. Yet, or they're just whatever they had. He had his justification for it, but Palti ben Laish was knew where there were where things were at. Was able to overcome his yitzhara for not just, it wasn't just a one time thing. It was for years. So that's what the Gemara says. That Sheker Achein, that falls is his favor. That's Yosef. Meaning we're not going to get impressed with Yosef. Hevel Yoivi for not is Yoivi. That's Boaz. Yiras Hashem Itasal. The one we need that's praiseworthy is Palti ben Laish. And then. Then the Gemara says, "Shakir Achein, Rebbele Yevi, Yisrami Tisala." The same pasuk, "Shakir Achein," is a reference to Moshe's generation. We're not going to get impressed with them, even though they were the generation that accepted the Torah. Dor of Chezkiah, the generation of Chezkiah, that every child was well versed in Tumah Tahara. We're not going to get impressed with them either. Because Hashem and Tisal, we are going to get impressed with this, with the generation of Yehuda Rebbe Loa, who, because Moshe's generation was provided for with Mon and Be'er and everything, the Chezki's generation was Klal Yisrael were well off at that time. Meaning they had the wherewithal to be able to learn Torah. It was what we are impressed with the Yehuda Rebbe Loa's generation, who learned Torah under. On the dire poverty.
And when did they live?
Zatana. So it was. First and second place of English. So he says, now the Nesiv Shalom's explanation is Bir Devrei Himzal. So the explanation of the way we understand the Chazal is Shdosh Yisaposa Ganal. They darshan this pasuk in mikra ba'etzem on this concept of periodic and the permanent coincidence and essential. Heim v'sumer rabbe heim v'asay toiv, both in the areas of turning away from evil and the areas of positively doing what's right. Sheker Achein Zeh Yosef. False is favor. This is Yosef. Shemlas Bechein Beis Anasayin. He was able to. Yosef was able to. Repulse the favor of. The grace of. She was able to repulse the grace of Eshes Matifar at the time of the Nesayin. Hevel Yoifi, and for naught is beauty, is that Boaz. This is Boaz Shemoaz Yoifi. Boaz repulsed the beauty of Rus, is Daral Yitzrayim. He was able to overcome the Yitzhara. These were just happenings. They were one time tests. But a woman who fears Hashem, she should be praised. Somebody who's essentially a God fearing person, never changing it in any time, in any situation. That's Palti Malaj. That's Chazal say, Shnoh, Tzcher of Ben Edveno, he placed a sword between the two of them. And the Soyin Hoyah Beheter, and the reason why this was so much more of an Asoyin than the other two, is first of all because there was justification for it, for them having relations with one another. But how Bishonim, it was for years, it wasn't a one-time Asoyin. Zoyz Yimadrego Al Yonib Yehudi. That's the highest level that you can accomplish. That the fear of Hashem should be by him so essential that it never changes. The same idea is also with positively doing what's right. Sheker Achein for naught is grace, that this is the generation of Moshe and Yeshua. They deserted the grace of the world, and they involved themselves in Torah. And for naught is beauty, that's the generation of Cheskia. They deserted the beauty of the world, and they learned Torah. But there is no proof that the Torah was to them something that is essential and something inseparable from them. Ishiras Hashem itisalo, the woman that fears Hashem, she shall be praised. That Torah shall be the Beloah. That is the generation of the Beloah. She shishet talmidim eskasam talasachas, where you have six students and being covered with one garment. Learning Torah, Kim Shalom, does not Torah Gamma Techdachus, and Flegis, because we've since learned Torah under such tremendous poverty. Limit Kazan, Nechshav Kamar, it's that type of Torah learning you can see is something essential to them. Shafidim Matzav, Makosh, and Yoise. Even in the most difficult of times, Oskar Matoyra learned Torah. Mida Azoy, see Tisalam. This type of attribute is praiseworthy. Really, a lot demanded of us.
Rob's just now noticing that.
Yehuda yeah. Bar Loi is the one who gave us the law, or I don't know, he Kiddush of Amenir Shabbos. Who's the one in the Gemara who, because of him, we can daven Meir early and Shabbos early.
Okay. Ma'amar Chamishi. Im Kivanim, Im Ka'avod. Now that we have masters. The previous chapter. We will not go on to the next one. This chapter is called If like children, if like servants. Atoyre, Akadoshe, Kova is Mamad Am Yisrael, Buchan is Monomatam Hashem Lekechem. The Torah has established the stature of the nation, Yisrael, is Monomatam Hashem Lekechem. We are considered children to Hashem. And Kosev, the Pasuk also says, B'ni B'chari Yisrael, Hashem calls us his firstborn son. Mamad Nizgav Zeh, this tremendous stature, Mezaka Harve, it is a tremendous privilege. V'yachadam Zeh, but along with that, Mechayim Harve, it's a tremendous responsibility. I thought he would just let us tell us about this privilege. Go straight to the responsibility part. Ein davar imenei aza adam ayis nagus she'eino ilemez es mamadoi. There is nothing that withholds a person from conducting himself in a way that is not that is not aligned with one's stature. Maybe it's a chodra kara shuben amelach, as this recognition that that he is the son of the king. Chamam emor nasam b'kedishim aslanu eskusik alayinu al pasuk, as the aslanu Rebbe says on the pasuk, Musar Hashem v'ni al temais, which literally means that Hashem's Musar is don't do things that are, my son, don't do things that are repulsive. Says the Islam of Rebbe, HaMusar Shakadosh Baruch Hu Aymer, the Yehudiyu, the Musar that Hashem says to a Jew is, Bni Atam. The Musar is, you're my son. That's Hashem's Musar. Al Kain, MMA, therefore, Al Tamai is Atzmachah, therefore, don't repulse yourself, Vinyanim Pachusim, with lowly things, She'inim Atim and Vanamelach, that are not, how do you say in English? It doesn't pass. Passage. Not befitting. Thank you. Yeah. Not befitting for the son of the king. The mother and Aramid Kabrinis was going to Omar. The mother of the Kabrinis used to say, Shagaruah b'yoyser, that the worst thing is, Yehudi Shacheach Shaban HaMelech, the Jew forgets that he is son of the king.
Or they don't even realize it. That's
Im Chayel Pashat Shecheach Tavkidoi, if a simple soldier forgets his mission, is a chet gadol. It's a terrible sin. Kolshken Mifkad Gadol Isar, and even more so if a general or a minister forgets their mission, Shegadol Avanim Minasayu. That's a sin that is unforgivable. But the worst of all is Kasha Ben HaMelech Shecheach Tavkida B'Teres Ben HaMelech. That's if the prince forgets that he is the prince. Zecheit Godel Yezim Kol HaChatayim. That is the worst possible sin of all sins. And one of the foundations of Avodah, according to the Shita of the Baal Shem Tov, Shehudi Mechuy of the Haman, is that a Jew is obligated to believe, Ki Hu Ben HaMelech, that he is the son of the king, B'chol HaMatzav Mishu Nimtza, no matter the situation or the circumstance. Vash Kozma Mephoshim, as Mephoshim write, the kind of like Rameir, we hold like Rameir, Shebenkach or Benkach, that whether we do Hashem's will or we don't, we're still called as his children. Which was an Ajbi Kosav, And the Chuvas Rashba writes, the Avshar Rameh and Rabbi Yehuda, Halacha Rabbi Yehuda, even though that ordinarily, when we have a machlokes between Rameh and Rabbi Yehuda, the Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, Hachay Kamel like Rameh. In this case, meaning the machlokes to the Gemara, whether we're considered children even when we don't do Hashem's will, Kamel like Rameh. We all like Rameh, the Kroi Daiki Kavosa, because the Psukim indicate that he is right, as the Gemara, itself says.
And the implication of holding like Rav Meir is?
Rav Meir holds that we're considered children.
I know, but as opposed to, what's the view?
As opposed to considering ourselves avodah when we don't do Hashem as well. Mm-hmm. That would have an impact on our avodah.
Sometimes children don't behave.
What's the chiluk?
Well, as he says before, there is no greater responsibility.
No, I understand, but what differs your behavior between being
There are
many differences. Just a sense of responsibility.
Sometimes children don't behave, but they're still your children.
Huh?
Sometimes children don't behave, but they're still your children.
Right. More than sometimes.
Okay, I'll check on that.
Yossi, have you given up on this already?
No.
All right.
No. Given up on my alarm. It just doesn't seem to do the job.
Okay.
Seems like by Rabbi Huda's opinion, if you stop having the status of a child when you don't behave, then you're like exempt. When you don't behave, which doesn't make any sense.
Oh, he says that you're...
By the slave, if the slave does something wrong, the slave relationship is one of simply a force. The slave has no loyalty to his master. The slave is simply forced to be there and does what he has to do to avoid getting beaten.
Right.
So if he does something and he doesn't get caught, fine, no problem. The child does something and doesn't get caught, then he's got the guilt of having behaved in a way that's not befitting.
Yep. I think the main difference that he's emphasizing here is that when a person envisions themselves, or if our stature is actually as servants or slaves, we actually are not as responsible for the things that we do.
Right. Yes.
You know, the lower servant is not going to be as responsible as friends.
Yes.
But so he told us, no, no matter where you are, no matter what level you're on, you're still the prince.
The slave's job is to do as little as he can and get away with.
9 to 5, punch in and get out.
Yeah.
Seems one of those long calls.
Sounds nice.
Huh?
So that sounds nice.
Hey, we're slaves. Davening on Friday night, we say it all the time.
Huh?
Say it all the time.
We're servants also, right? It doesn't... Right. The advantage of servants over children has that advantage, too. Then we have to go back to Shamsugal Adrash, which I don't remember. Huh?
I'm saying we say it.
Yep. Now this respectable title, that we are children to Hashem, it is said in the Torah, followed by a prohibitive mitzvah, which is do not tear your skin. And don't tear your hair out when a person has a loss. loss of a loved one. Fanish was a part of Hashem. So that those two mitzvahs are connected. It's the same pasuk. Banamat Hashem, you're chosen to Hashem. Like this guy to do, don't tear your skin, and don't tear your hair out. And the Sporn explains, it's not befitting to show absolute worry and pain for a loved one that has passed away. When there is a when there is a closer relative that has remained with you. The Fikok, therefore, Atam Banam Hashem, you are children to Hashem, Shu Avichem, that He is your father, Kaim Lahad, and He is existent forever. And Roish, it is Abdul Batakas al Shumais, therefore, it is not befitting that a person should mourn extensively on any. And any relative that a person has lost. That's the Sepharna's explanation. Ben Ezra explains, Ki ach shatei v'shatam banam l'Hashem, since you know that you are children to Hashem, who oyev eschem yoisim eno av lebenoi, and He loves you more than a father loves a child, it is good to akol ma'ashenase. Therefore, you shall not tear your skin for anything that happens, because you have to assume that whatever was done is for your own benefit, because Hashem loves you more than a father loves a son. And according to their words, merumas bezer ayin nala. What is hinted to here is a very lofty idea. Since the Torah follows this pasuk of Banamatam Hashem Lekechem, your children to Hashem, with this prohibitive commandment of Leitzis Gadidu, the Lama to teach Hashem Vishah Ha'ayuma, even in this awesome time, Kishemes Le'akorev Elo B'yoisem, when the person's most closest relative has died, Ve'en Lo'y B'mal Eschazik, and he has nothing to strengthen himself with, even then he should know that you are children to Hashem. It is with that power that a person should be able to overcome their pain and their mourning. And this same thing applies also on the most trying times in spiritually, that come over a person. In a time when a person's world has been darkened, the person feels that he is lost from both worlds. That is also a time when a person needs to strengthen himself with these words. We are children to Hashem, your God. It is a fact that does not change forever. Even when a person does not do Hashem's will.
Are we only children?
As opposed to what?
No, beloved? No, it's like Yaakov and Esau were brothers. Are his descendants considered children too, or no?
No.
We were only children.
Only we are children.